When you use Basecamp to run projects, people know what to do, people know where things are, and you stay on top of everything all the time.
It is the Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Jaime Black. Welcome to Chicago.
We're starting with Seb Torgas. How are you doing, man? Seb Torgas and Charmander.
Yeah, we're doing great, actually. Charmander's just kicking it. He just played a show, so he's super tired.
Yeah, all right. We're going to talk to him. Yeah. How are you doing, man? This is your first time being on the podcast, right?
Yeah, thank you for having me on here.
Thank you for coming up. You were going to be on a week ago. We had to reschedule that. There may or may not have been a chance. The rapper show that suddenly popped up, and I really appreciate you coming back this week.
Of course.
Yeah.
Second time's a charm.
So we're going to talk about kind of what you have going on, but bring us into some background. You're a musician, you're an artist, you're publishing music right now. When did that start for you? Where did music happen? We always start at the beginning.
Music has always been around, but everything happens super quick.
Okay.
Like, really quick. So, it's like, I've been taking music seriously for the past, like, 4 months, roughly. So it's very new, but at the same time, it's super exciting because everything's like happening so fast in a good way. And sometimes it doesn't happen like that for everyone. So I'm just kind of like taking it in. But yeah, so I started with modeling, and I've been modeling and acting for years. So now I'm kind of like in a transition phase.
So let's start with the music, and then we're going to move our way back into the modeling and acting too. What was it about music that made you want to get involved with that when you already had these other artistic endeavors, you know, going for you?
That's a really good question. So what's funny about that is I always wanted to take music seriously, but I think I didn't take myself serious. So I was like, oh, like I would never do it because I would never be like good enough, or everyone kind of looks at me as like a joke, so they wouldn't really take it seriously. But I just started connecting with it because, you know, I've been super lonely and sad. So music was there to kind of like give me something else to do. It was almost like my other friend when I had no friends. So in a way, I know that sounds really weird.
No, it's so real.
But yeah, that's why it's been really fun, because like at these past 4 or 5 months, like it's become like my best friend. So that's kind of why and how it happened so quickly.
So let's look at the modeling and acting. When did this start for you? That sounds like that was much earlier in your life.
Yeah, that was like early high school. So okay. I did like a lot of theater in high school, and that was like pretty intense. And then I graduated high school. I booked like a really shitty TV show on ABC. Not telling you the name so no one can watch it. And I basically just used that money to pay for school. And then I just like modeling picked up as I got older. And modeling is some whole other
shenanigans. Let's talk about the TV thing for a second. So you're on a show, we don't have to name the name, but like you're on a show, were you like a regular, were you a guest star?
It was like a reoccurring role.
Okay.
Yeah. So like I originally was like on 3 or 4 episodes, and then there was like talk of it being getting canceled. So the ABC just cut half the season short. So they cut like a bunch of my episodes.
Oh man.
Which sucks, but I still got the paychecks, so.
Well, there you go.
It's okay. But yeah, no, and they aired a couple, which it was cool. Like it was right after high school. So like I was like, wow, I can actually like do this.
Was that like a huge flex move though? Were you like looking at people you went to high school with and you're like, sorry, I can't do that with you guys. I'm gonna be on ABC tonight.
I was super lonely then. That was like post graduating high school, so I wanted to like get away from everyone. So I just would like wake up and go to my trailer, and I thought this was like before even the like Snapchat, and like I barely was using Instagram. So it was, the flex wasn't as real. Like I wasn't able to like post pictures of
you weren't
like
doing
me
it for the gram
outside my trailer.
Yeah. Like,
but it was good in a way, cause like I can like keep those memories and
yeah. Do you think you'll do more TV work?
100%.
Or do you think that, okay.
100%. I'm like still basic. I know this sounds terrible, but like, since music has been like super serious, I'm already knowing that like I'm gonna use that for another gateway into like acting, and I'm still gonna be modeling.
So everything's kind of like feeding, like you were using that acting money to do music, and you're gonna do music, as a gateway to more acting. And it's all kind of like feeding into each other.
I mean, like, the thing is, like, my whole life, I was always involved in, like, so many different things. And, like, everyone always told me, like, you got to pick one, dude. Like, you're all over the place. Like, you're stretching yourself thin. And then I started freaking out. I was like, man, like, how do I take everything and relate it? And I just started, like, figuring that out and how to do that. And I think it's just because I've been, like, really learning more about myself. So now I've been able to use my music and the whole fashion and modeling and acting and just, like, take it all under my arm.
Yeah. What about the modeling thing, man? And here's the thing. I wear, anybody who watches this stream knows, I wear one color, real easy.
All black.
I know nothing about fashion. All I know about modeling is I've seen Zoolander and I love that movie. What's the actual real world of modeling like? Like, what was that experience like for you?
It's really damaging to your body.
Okay, I believe that.
You just start, like, because you always compare. I was always comparing myself to other people. Like, I'd go into castings and there'd be, like, 30 other guys in there who are, like, way better looking than you. And you're just like, what am I doing with, like, why am I ugly boy forever? But at the same time, like, it really makes you, like, I know this is super cheesy, but, like, it makes you stronger because you, like, start to build, like, really tough skin. But now that I've kind of, like, stopped doing it, I'm kind of, like, accepting myself more and, like, appreciating myself more, like, the way
I look. That's really important, though. Like,
yeah,
that's,
no, it's
like,
super
such
important.
A huge... I mean, some people struggle with that their whole lives, you know?
And I figured, like, when I was doing it, like, I was getting judged a lot and always compared, so I just kept comparing myself. But then I realized, like, you can't compare yourself. Because that with anything, even with music, like, I used to sit and be like, oh, like, I need to be more like this artist or like this person. And then you, like, are wasting so much time when you could just be doing you. Like, that's the most important thing.
See, that's why I like podcasting, man. I got the look for podcasting. I'm just behind a mic and no one has to see. That's the place to be. So you got the modeling, you got the acting and the music. Like, music's very active right now. You just released a song recently called Sad Boy Anthem.
Yeah.
When did that come
Sad
out?
Sad Forever. That came out July 1st.
Okay, so
I've been
recently.
Holding on to that song for a really long time, and I was just, like, really excited to release it and have everyone hear it. As kind of like my first, like, really big song that I've, like, professionally that I've dropped. I released it July 1st. It's doing really, really well, surprisingly. And a lot of people are picking up to it. People who didn't even, like, mess with me before or, like, didn't really like my music have, like, hit me up. Like, oh, my God, like, I love this song.
So, like, who or, like, I guess how do you think people are discovering it? Were you getting, like, a write-up in, like, a Fader or a Complex? Or kind of how do you think
yeah,
it
so obviously, like, I had a PR team, like, doing that for me because I'm not really, like, a good writer like that as much as I want to be. But I'm trying to learn how to. But yeah, I had a really good PR push and we were still pushing it. And then I've also hit a lot of just, like, the social outlets and the people, like, I'm connected with. So that has been a huge help because once I pass that on, they pass that on to friends. And I was in LA at the time it dropped. So the people I was with out there, I just kind of, like, gave it to them and try to push that in LA as well as Chicago.
Well, and you just signed with what, a publishing company or an A&R company?
No,
or?
So what they are is just like an independent, like, A&R label.
Mm-hmm.
And they're called Rich America. So they've really just helped me as far as, like, learning how to just deal with a business and, like, be an artist. And they're really just, like, a huge help for me because, like, now I have, like, a team. Like, I don't produce my own stuff, so I have producers now I can work with, and it's kind of just easier on my end, so I could just, like, focus on the art and making music.
So when you're working with musicians, are you doing that more in LA or New York? Or not New York, more in LA or Chicago?
Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you still, like, you're based here in Chicago?
Yeah, I live in Chicago. Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone, so, yeah, it's weird. Everyone's like, oh, I didn't know you're still in Chicago, and I'm like...
I mean, is that... What are the advantages and disadvantages of being based in Chicago when you're doing... Not just music, but also modeling, acting. Like, you've kind of got, like, a few different artistic concentrations going on.
I think it's... Well, first of all, I think it's really important to be, like, all over the globe as possible. But at the same time, I spent so much time, like, I want to be anywhere but Chicago. I have, like, a love-hate relationship from Chicago. Like, I'm from here. And for so long, I was always like, I need to be cracking in, like, this place. Like, anywhere but Chicago. Because I was like, I'm over it. But then I realized, like... you know, you got to capture your home city and kind of establish that here so that when people are calling from other cities and stuff to Chicago, they're like, oh, what do you know about this kid? And if they're like, oh, we don't know anything about him. And they're like, but aren't, like, isn't he from Chicago?
Right.
So I just, I don't know. That's something I've been working on, like, right now, even with the first singles, just trying to, like, let that spread through the city so then it's kind of like an easier time for me to go anywhere else.
And you got the foundation.
Right. If you can crack in Chicago, I feel like you can. It's so hard here. Like, no one wants to show support.
But you know what? It's a really good time for Chicago.
Yeah, it's an awesome time.
We're in
a
renaissance right now.
It's great.
And I know that you worked with our producer, Prove Privichet.
Behind the camera.
Awesome tracks. Yeah, like, talk about that experience.
That was awesome. That was, like, my beginning. That's when I was like, all right, like, I kind of want to take this serious. Mm-hmm. Like, before, I wasn't working with, like, producers. I was, like, on my laptop, like, with a little, like, nasty mic and just, like, being weird and singing on stuff. So working with Pro was, like, the first, like, step in the door for me. Just so I'm like, all right, like, wow, this is dope. Like, an actual producer. And, like, I can sit here and, like, kind of give him the sound I want to go for. And that just, like, exploded. Like, I just, after that moment, I just was like, I really want to do music.
Yeah, man. He's got that approach. He's got that effect. He's a professional.
The Prove approach.
The Prove effect. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got Sad Boy Anthem that's out right now. Do you have, like, a full record on the way, an EP? Kind of what's on deck?
Yeah. So I have a really exciting project that I'm really excited to show everyone. Just because I feel like this is, like, my first, like, big professionally thing I've done. So yeah, that's looking right now about, like, 7-8 songs.
Okay.
So I'm excited for that. I don't know if I want to tell you the name yet because, one, I'm still deciding between a couple, and two, I want to make it a surprise. But
is there, like, a time frame? Are we thinking 2016?
Yeah. I'm trying to do it, honestly, like, beginning of next month.
Okay, so real soon.
Yeah, because it's done. Like, everything's done. All the songs are done. Everything's mixed. It's just, like, on my end. But there's a couple records I want to add on there, too, so that I haven't done yet. So I'm just kind of, like, at this point, I'm just trying to, like, be really picky about what goes on there.
So with those 7 or 8 songs, were those mostly done in Chicago, some in Chicago, some in L.A.?
Yeah, all done in Chicago.
Okay.
Names we can mention? Knox, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We've done podcasts there. Any names you can mention that's on the record, or is it all a surprise still?
God, I wish I was cool. You know what? I wish I was cool to be like, yeah, I got some surprises. Honestly, I don't have, like, no one. It's just me right now.
Just you, okay?
But that could change very quickly.
Yeah.
Depending on what happens between now and September. But it's just me, but in a good way too. Like, I think it's cool that it's just me for now because it's, like, really personal. So it's not like, oh, I'm trying to get a bunch of features on here just so I'm, like, all over the map. I want it to be, like, me, so.
So that's you.
Yeah, I guess it's just me. It's just me.
How can people find out what you've got going on with any of it? Modeling, acting, music? What are the best
follow
websites?
Follow me on Instagram.
No, man, that's what we're asking for.
Seb Torgus is my Instagram. Same for Twitter.
S-E-B.
Type it in on SoundCloud.
T-O-R. YouTube.
Yeah, SebTorgus.
Seb Torgus.
Yeah, Sad Forever.
Yeah, and Sad Boy Anthem is the video that's, like, making the rounds right now.
You got
new music coming up
next month. Doing a really big show in September. Like, I don't know the exact date.
Okay.
But that's going to be really big.
Do you know where it's going to be at? Can we announce that yet?
Yes, it's going to be at UIC Pavilion.
Oh, wow.
Gucci Man.
Really?
Burr, yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
That's legit.
I waited to say something until I, like, was here. I didn't tell anyone yet.
Really? So yeah. You and Gucci?
Gucci.
Man.
Isn't that weird?
That's legit, man.
I feel like everyone's going to be like, why?
That's awesome. That's amazing.
No, it's cool. I'm excited.
He's, like, freshly back. He looks incredible, man.
I think this is his
first show
since he, like, out of house arrest.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really big. I really think it's almost sold out.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I'm just, like, happy because I just want to be like, hey, Gucci, like, I think you're really dope.
Tell him I loved him in Spring Breakers. Loved him.
Oh, my God. Wait. He was in Spring Breakers.
He was, man. He was the foil for James Franco.
I forgot.
Yeah. I don't want to say villain because neither of them
I
were
I need
heroes.
To rewatch that. That's crazy. I totally forgot.
You should definitely rewatch
that
before
actor,
the show.
Too.
Man,
that's
he
crazy.
Kills in that. Yeah. That's amazing, man. Seb Torgus. new music on the way, in the works. Sad Boy Anthem's out now. Yep. And more music and acting and projects coming from you in the future, man.
Let's all cry together.
All right, man. I love it. Seb Torgas, thank you so much, man.
Thank you. And Charmin, any last words? Nah, he's over it.
Strong silent
type. He's too cracking for interviews.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Thank you for coming up.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Sweet.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.